the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work. Welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete, Perth's Mix 94.5.
Quite an alarming stat brought to light today on this World Mental Health Day. 75% of mental illness starts before the age of 24. We're joined now by Davina Donovan, who is the founder of Speak Teen, and she's also a psychologist. Lovely to have you on the show, Davina.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Pete. Thanks for having me. I was just grooving along to a wonderful song.
Bit of an excess there, yes.
Speaking
of horrendous statistics, the statistic that suicide is the leading cause of death for Australians aged between 15 and 44 is very sobering.
You're absolutely correct. It's actually the leading cause of death in our young people, which is not a nice statistic at all. But there's some amazing things being done out there to really raise the awareness and get not just parents and community members, but, you know, teenagers and young people themselves talking more about these issues and helping each other out.
A Speak Teen is obviously one of those. Would you like to tell us more about it?
Yeah. So Speak Teen is, well, it's my heart and passion. I have worked for, you know, over 10 years in this industry, and I've had a lot of teenagers on the couch in front of me telling me things that they won't tell anybody else in the world. And I'm very privileged to find some really amazing information out from them. So through that, through getting to understand teenagers, it made sense to niche my psychology practice to focus in on teenagers and their parents. We also have found a lot of parents ringing us up asking for help, you know, not sure what to do. So Speak Teen, we offer coaching. We try not to wait until there's a problem. We want to help every teenager possible, just to give them the social, emotional and mental skills to get through some of the most difficult years of their life and hopefully to prevent problems from happening.
Yeah, well, when it comes to anxiety, depression, low self-esteem, this is something where prevention is infinitely better than the cure, isn't it?
100%. And we know with anxiety in particular, it tends to emerge in younger children. So, you know, sort of your 7, 8, 9-year-olds, we start to see emerging anxiety. And it can be seen as some, you know, kind of normal part of development. But with some coaching particularly, I really enjoy when parents ask for the help and support. We can really coach them through what to look out for, what's normal behaviour, but then what is something we can actually do something now to prevent it becoming an illness down the track.
Well, this is the thing, isn't it? Teenagers can be notoriously hard to read. What are the warning signs that parents should look out for?
They have a lot of ups and downs in their moods. But one of the really big things for parents to keep an eye out for is anything that's different for their teenager. So, you know, maybe a higher high than normal or a lower low than normal. And something else that's really common emerging is when a young person or a teenager starts to isolate themselves. So, you know, they might have, this is a period of time where they want to hang out with their friends a lot, but if they're spending lots of time at home in their room and they're isolating themselves, that's a pretty significant warning sign that something may not be right for them. Mm.
Davina, you mentioned earlier, you know, they'll sit in front of you on that couch and they will tell you things that they won't tell anyone else in the world, which includes their parents. And I can imagine, as a parent, that is one question that they would love to get the answer to. What are some of the things from your point of view that make it easier for these kids to talk to somebody like you but afraid to talk to their parents?
Yeah, that's such a good question. And you know what, that question is one that I've asked teenagers for a long time, and it's funny you ask that. My book, it's coming out in December, it's called What Your Teen Is Telling Me and Why They're Not Telling You.
Right.
So that book is where I reveal all those secrets to, you know, what teenagers are saying and why they're telling me and not their parents. But I suppose the biggest one, I think this is the number one thing I've been hearing kind of consistently over the time, is that they don't feel validated. So if they're having an emotion, it's very easy for anyone just to say, oh, you know, why are you feeling that way, or don't feel that way.
Yeah.
And really all they want is someone to say, you know, that must be really hard for you. That must be tough. And if any parents are listening, that's the one biggest thing you can do really easily that can make a big, big shift in teenagers.
Well, you have a lot of good advice. Is there somewhere online where people can go for more information?
Yeah. So our website is www.speaktheen.com. speakteen.com.au, and all we have the free downloadable ebook on there. And if anyone's interested in purchasing the book is coming out in December. And we've got an online booking system on the website too, where teenagers and parents can very discreetly book a virtual session with one of our coaches.
Fantastic.
And yeah, so it's really great for teenagers who don't always want to tell people or admit that they're looking for help and support. They can book online very discreetly.
Brilliant.
Right. Davina, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Davina.
Thanks, Lisa and Pete. Appreciate it.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
Today's World Bring Your Teddy Bear to Work Day. And we're talking on 133353. Do you have a toy that you've held on to for your entire life? Because if you got one, generally that'd be the one. Mm. Steve in Cloverdale, tell us about yours, mate.
My grandmother used to make teddy bears well, my great-grandmother, sorry.
Oh, yes.
And she made two teddy bears for me when I was born.
Yeah.
One with a blue pair of pants, one with a blue skirt or dress. And that was 60 years ago.
Oh, and you've still got them.
I have just recently handed the girl one to my eldest son, who's 38.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So basically, yes, I've still got it.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
What condition is it in? Have you kept it well?
It has stayed. Obviously, it was a very loved teddy, so
yes.
It's lost a bit of fur.
Mm.
But other than that, it's got a couple of stitches missing or coming loose on one of the straps on its dress.
Oh,
unreal.
It's still got movable arms and movable legs.
Oh.
And,
that's adorable.
Yeah, mate, that's gold.
Thanks,
nice
Steve.
One. Jennifer in Bowga, tell us about yours.
It's actually my husband. He's 58. He's still got his original Lego.
Really?
In the 60s, I'm pretty sure. And it's in one of those little Portman cases like you used to take to school, the little suitcase.
Oh, my gosh, he's even got the case.
Yeah, and it's broken, so there's a belt holding it shut.
Oh!
And these are ones, not like, you know, the kind that you get these days.
No.
With these are just your standard
just
bricks aren't
yes.
they?
Yeah, you clearly can't use them because they're different now.
Oh.
They're different things. But, yeah, no one touches it. It just sits there in the suitcase.
Oh, yeah, be hanging on to those.
Yeah, unreal.
Sure.
Thanks, Jen. Andrew in Caversham, do you have a toy that you've held onto for your entire life?
Yeah, I've got a little teddy bear that I've kept.
Yeah.
He's not just a bear. He is original little Ted from play school that I knocked off when I was 4 years old.
the little Ted that appeared on screen in play school.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us about how you knocked him off.
Well, my mother was a cleaner at the ABC and I went to work with her one time when I was a toddler and apparently I fell in love with it, grabbed it, and yeah, she didn't have the heart to take it off me and I've still got him today. And they actually did a thing on Play School way back then saying the little Ted had gone missing.
Oh.
So they replaced him. But I've still got him today and he's as good as new.
Wow.
And I've handed him over to my son now, so he's a criminal now, not me.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Yeah, so I think I've gone past the statute of limitations.
I think you have.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We were Nelly singing, there used to be a bear in there.
Yeah. So I've got the original little Ted.
Oh, that's amazing. Right.
That is legendary. Yeah. Far out.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5.